Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Wisconsin. We are here at the upswing to celebrate the possible, right? That's what we do here on this show. And you know what's possible today? Baseball in the rain, slush, maybe even a little bit of snow. That's how we do it here in Wisconsin. We are hearty, good, wonderful sports fans. It's the home opener, and we are all Brewers all the time today on the upswing. Obviously, after three big games in New York, the crew is back at American Family Field today for the home opener against the Twins. First pitch is 3:10 p.m. The remainder of the day here at WTMJ will be Brewers opening day live. We get to kick it off all right here on the upswing. Have some fun. Bunch of fun, exciting segments coming up. The crew hosts Minnesota for two games today and tomorrow. And then a three-game series this weekend against the Seattle Mariners. If you want the full schedule, guess what? All fans today, if you're going out to the game, you get one of those wonderful schedule magnets. Everyone loves a schedule magnet, right? You put it on the fridge. Yeah, a great way to remember. Look at, hey, here's the whole schedule right as I'm about to open up and get a little glass of milk or whatever I want. Of course, you can find the full all the information you need for every single game all season long on WTMJ.com too. All the Brewers information is there. Opening day for baseball, for whatever reason, is just a little different. We all have our memories and connections. And for me, honestly, as a kid, it was always just pleading to my parents to, all right, come on, just let me have the day off. Let me have the day off. And also getting up early each morning, I just remember like trying every radio station, especially here at WTMJ, trying to just see, hey, can I win tickets? Can I go to the game? This never happened for me as a kid, though. But this year, it's celebrating right here at the station, bringing you a bunch of fun preview items that will help us all get ready for today's game and the rest of the season. The biggest news this year is the big new scoreboard. And last week, I got reaction from Steve Glenn and Martin Moore, our regular Thursday guests on the upswing. Let's listen to what they had to say about the new scoreboard out at American Family Field. The Brewers opening day is upon us. Tuesday is the home opener at Fam Field. They just debuted a ton of new fan experience things, including
a giant,
huge 14,800 square feet of new LED scoreboards.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it in person. I've seen many videos and it's heard impressive. Many stories. It's yeah. amazing.
I'm surprised
it's
they went so small.
I tried to get the old one.
Oh, yeah,
they wouldn't
you did?
Give it to
okay.
me. Yeah.
Put that in the basement?
Yeah, somewhere.
So what does the future of sponsorship and fan experience look like for you guys at baseball games?
I think it's going to be interesting with this new scoreboard, what they're planning to do. I'm literally texting right now as we're sitting here, the head of all things IT and tech with the Milwaukee Brewers to see if he can share any secrets around how this is going to happen. But one thing I do know is there's going to be more interactive fan content on that giant screen, which is that'll be really cool.
Yeah, I talked to Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. He'll be on the show Tuesday. We talked about all the things that are available to them now. Obviously, enhanced replays are going to be great for the fans because it's something sometimes when you're at the game, you miss that experience and pulling it up on your phone just isn't the same. So having it huge in front of you really brings you into the game.
I think one of the big things when I'm watching sports live at the venue versus at home is like you're so conditioned to that TV experience and like just like the play-by-play and the announcing and you know exactly what's going on versus like you check a text message and you look up, all of a sudden there's like a home run. You don't know what happened. So I really think kind of like bringing that home experience to that big screen is going to be huge. And then combining that with the phone and an app to give a much more immersive experience where you kind of get the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
So I checked this out a little bit. 70 million fans, more than 70 million fans attended games in 2023, which was like, I think, in one of the all-time highs. And how many of those fans are playing fantasy baseball? what will these scoreboard or ballpark experiences do to bring more of those stat, real-time, multi-game, multiplayer information?
More data, a better experience. And this scoreboard will be the highest resolution board in Major League Baseball, and it's the fifth largest in the league. So full of opportunity not only for the fans, but for sponsors. This is the tailgate edition of The Upswing as we prepare for Brewers Opening Day Live. We'll be right back with Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. One of America's greatness, no pastimes, playing ball. We're back, home opener time on The Upswing. Looking ahead a few days, the first giveaway for the 2024 Brewers season is Saturday. The first 30,000 ticketed fans will score an exclusive Giannis Antetokounmpo Brewers basketball jersey. It's presented by ESPN Milwaukee, a really cool item. The game time on Saturday is 6:10 p.m. From the 262, one fan chiming in saying, except TV offered tampers with the game times on short notice for a number of days, so refrigerator magnet schedules can't be trusted. That is why I say consult with WTMJ.com before every game in case there's any last-minute changes. Stay tuned all day long. Lots of interviews coming. A few players I've heard that are scheduled for the rest of the big show coming up. Center fielder Blake Perkins, reliever Brian Hudson, Brandon Woodruff. We're going to get an update on his recovery. And, of course, you're going to get insights from owner Mark Antanasio, GM Matt Arnold, and manager Pat Murphy. But right now, let's go to the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. The President of Business Operations for your Milwaukee Brewers, Rick Schlesinger, joins us. Thanks for being here, Rick. Appreciate your time.
Glad to be on.
I'm going to give you 15 or 16 quick questions about some about the new season, some about opening day. Why 15 or 16? Well, growing up, Cecil Cooper and Sixto Lascano, those were my guys. I did scrapbooks. That's still near and dear to my Brewers heart. So we'll try to get through 15 or 16 questions if that's good for you.
Sounds good.
All right. How about just the facts to begin? Number one, when do the lots open? When can fans enter? And when's the first pitch?
First pitch is at 3:10 on Tuesday, and the lots open 3 hours before the first pitch. And the gates to the ballpark open 2 hours before first pitch. So I don't know if the tailgating weather will be great, but lots will be open, plenty of time for people to park and get in, watch a little batting practice, enjoy the festivities as we set up for the new season.
Very good. All right. Obviously lots of excitement around the new scoreboard. What can you tell us about the specs and the details and a little bit about kind of what some of the future opportunities with that scoreboard look like for you?
Sure. The new center field display is more than double the size of the old one, and it's got the highest resolution of all baseball, which means that from a video perspective, it'll be as crisp and as high definition as your television at home. We have a new scoreboard in right field that's almost 3,000 square feet. So, and we also have LED ribbon boards at the dugouts and first and third and behind home plate. So a much different higher quality video experience for the fans, and the domination of the center field scoreboard is something to behold. I think fans are going to love it. You know, it's a lot more opportunities for videos, for statistics, crowd prompts, you know, without cluttering the main board. The secondary board is going to add a whole new plate for us to put on interesting data. And again, if you're a stat geek, you're going to love it. If you're a fan who wants to see replays, you're going to love it. If you like crowd prompts, you're going to love it. And if you like sponsor fun messages and fun little advertisements, you're going to love that too.
Yeah, and getting that additional space for replays and to really get to the heart of the game, I think that's going to be an amazing experience for the fan.
I would agree. We're really excited about it.
Very good. So the Mets have the largest scoreboard in Major League Baseball, correct?
Yes, we're going to be the fifth largest.
Okay.
The Mets have the largest. We have a better resolution than the Mets. Not that I'm keeping track.
Ours
is the higher resolution.
All right. Noted. I like that. Milwaukee over New York. So what is new for gear and the in-store experiences at American Family Field this year?
Sure. We enlarged our store in left field by about 1,000 square feet. So fans will have a lot more opportunity to to see aesthetically what's in the store when they walk in. The giant hat wall has been moved, so it, you know, it blocked the store in the past. Now it's wide open. We have a lot more gear. We have a really fun collection called Refried Beans, which is a new retail line. So we've taken some unused apparel pieces a vendor has recreated into unique pieces for sweatshirts, T-shirts, bags. So all of them are unique, and they're really a lot of fun. So it's different snippets of other gear put together in a really tasteful and kind of hip way. So that's kind of fun. And just, you know, with all the new players, a lot of player tees, player jerseys, customizable, and all that fun stuff. So really different retail experience and a lot faster transaction times with the new way we've set up the cash wraps.
And you can get customized jerseys now at the ballpark, like game day, day of?
Yes. Yes.
Very good. Are you seeing a lot of demand around Jackson Churio jerseys?
Yeah, Jackson Churio is obviously gotten a lot of hype. He's the youngest player in Major League Baseball, and like any player, he's going to learn at the Major League level. He's going to, you know, probably have some growing pains, but his talent is so superlative that, you know, I think fans are going to fall in love with him. Obviously, he's under a long-term contract, so this is a guy our fans can rally around. He'll be here for a long time. And if he meets expectations, he will be, you know, part of the next wave of Brewer superstars.
Very good. We're looking forward to it for sure. So the Twins and their fans always travel really well. What do you expect from Twins fans for this two-game series? And, of course, they're always welcome here to spend money and stay in our hotels. But just from a fan interaction standpoint, what are you seeing from Twins demand?
Yeah, there's going to be an overwhelming Brewers crowd, which is good. The Twins fans probably are going to travel less this time than normal because there's just not enough opening tickets for them to grab on. So our fans have done a great job in grabbing the tickets. So there'll be some Twins fans. I have been told, although it's a perplexing thing, that there are Twins fans that actually live in Wisconsin and even some live in Milwaukee, and I guess I respect that, as perplexing as that is. So they might be here, but it'll be an overwhelming Brewers crowd, which is great.
Very good. All right. Are tickets still available and standing room only? What's that ticket price look like?
Yeah, so we just released a few holds. So we had some tickets that we were holding back that now we've released, and they're being rapidly purchased. So we do have a few tickets left, and standing room only tickets are $20. But I think we're probably of the mindset of just, you know, not selling too many of those. We want, you know, it's opening day for our staff and all our event people. I want to make sure that the experience for our fans is seamless and fun and exciting and not too cluttered. So I don't know if we'll be releasing too many SROs, but okay. We still have a few seated tickets left that are rapidly being sold.
Okay, very good. What do fans need to know in terms of the new parking system and what can make that flow best for all of those coming out to the ballpark?
Yeah, change is always, you know, challenging for our fans, but our fans are very adaptable with technology. And the thing that they'll notice is when they park their car, they won't be in a long line to get into the lots. They'll be directed by our parking ambassadors to literally just park in a spot of their choosing. If they have a general parking pass they prepaid for or they want to park in a general lot, they'll be directed to a spot. Once you go into the lot, if you've prepaid, you click on the ballpark app, you put in your license plate number, and away you go. If you have not prepaid, you can scan a QR code that's on signs all around the parking lot or go to the ballpark app. You'll be asked to put in your credit card information, your license plate, and you're ready to go. If you want to go old school, there are kiosks throughout the parking lot where you can manually swipe a credit card and put that in, and away you go. So the whole idea here is to dramatically increase the time from people to get into their parking spots and into the ballpark, or if they want to tailgate, they can do that too, but there won't be long lines of cars at the entrance point.
So still a lot of options for fans, as you noted. You know, change can sometimes be difficult, but the great thing is there's several different ways still to kind of plug into the new parking system.
Right, and we encourage fans to buy parking in advance, especially for opening day when the lots sell out. It's a much cleaner, easier system to do if you prepay it. There's just a few clicks. I did it this morning, and it took me about 4 seconds to do it.
Wow, that's great. All right, I love it. Okay, any changes to the shuttle program this year in terms of logistics? Still a really good way to travel to American Family Field for sure.
Yeah, we have a few more shuttles, but again, the same pick-up and drop-off protocols. And again, we have great relationships with the area bars and restaurants who provide a lot of shuttles, and it's a great way to come to the game. You don't have to worry about finding your car or parking. and it's easy, and you get a chance to enjoy a beverage maybe at the bar before or after, but also one at the game. Again, so again, parking and drop-off is all at the home plate circle, but again, should be seamless and should be as easy as it has been in the past.
Great. Yeah, the team always does a great job there getting people in and out and flowing through that circle. It's always just a great way to travel in and out of the ballpark. Next up, we'll look at ahead a little bit to Thursday at American Family Field. This is the Upswing, the home opener edition. We'll be right back. I had a plan, was a big baseball player back in high school. Welcome back to the Upswing home opener edition. Not the best weather out there, but we are hearty, passionate Wisconsin sports fans. So enjoy the game, dress appropriately, and remember the roof is there to shelter you from rain, sleet, or snow. So it's all Brewers all the time today. On Thursday, though, there's a great opportunity for you and your family to not only be a believer in Brewers Fever, but to help out our furry friends. The Brewers Community Foundation and 620 WTMJ are teaming up on the team's first Drive for Charity of the 2024 season with a pet supplies drive benefiting the animals in need at the Wisconsin Humane Society. And 620 WTMJ's Debbie Lozaga will be on site speaking with fans, covering the event, making live appearances all day long on Thursday. So head out to American Family Field on Thursday. No game, but those who participate by donating at least $10 or more or eligible pet supplies are going to receive a collectible Pat Murphy or a Ricky Weeks pin. Furthermore, the first 250 fans who donate on Thursday in person will receive two free tickets and a Brewers hat. That's Thursday in the Cooper parking lot near Helfair Field. We're back. I'm Jeff Sherman. This is the Upswing, the home opener edition, the tailgate edition. We're back with some more talk on home opener and the new season with Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. Reminder for the fans about bag policy and carry-ins, please.
Yeah, so no changes from last
no.
year.
Okay.
So, you know, single compartment bags, again, 9 inches by 5 inches by two or smaller. You know, seal top bags, diaper bags are allowed. Medical family needs bags are permitted. We just encourage fans, if you can, keep your bags in the car or keep them at home. And, you know, we don't want to have to send people back to the car to put their bag away. Fans get it, and I think they've been really smart about it. It also makes it a lot faster through the magnetometers if you don't have a bag. But, again, if you bring a small bag, it can fine, and the people do it. But, again, I always encourage people to leave their bags at home.
Yeah, okay. And who has the national anthem duties this year?
Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra is going to provide a very stirring rendition of the national anthem, and happy to have them here and showcase their incredible talent.
Wow, that's great. That would be wonderful. All right, since I am a runner, I'm getting off a little bit from the opening day segment, but is the 5 and 10K sausage race back this year, and how and where can people sign up, including myself?
Absolutely. It's one of our most popular events in the summer, and we're going to be offering registrations fairly soon, a few weeks away from doing that. But again, you know, the sausage race is really sort of a staple of the summer, and people have a little fun. And I have not run it of late, but I'm there, and it's fun to see all the diehards who do it. And, you know, hopefully it's not too hot and humid because those sausages can be very toasty in the summer. But they're good sports.
All right, this will be my personal challenge to you, Rick. You know, we'll do the 5K together. All right, we'll have a like the Italian can run with us.
Well, I will consider it. My friend.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, what can you tell us about everything that's new and exciting around food and drink? A lot of new things.
Yeah,
obviously, the Third Street Market Hall extension is really, really exciting.
Yeah, so we were just voted second best ballpark food and baseball parks in America, so that's great. So that
wow.
means we have to win it next year.
All right.
But, yeah, the Third Street Market Hall, we're going to have Asian fusion, barbecue, Venezuelan, and tacos. And it's going to be in the right field, low level, next to the craft beer bar. And again, credit to the Third Street Market Hall folks for helping to bring that to this experience. you know, fans love the brats and the dogs and the beer, but they also want different varieties. And this is authentic food prepared on the premises. And you know it's great quality because it comes from Third Street Market also. We're very excited about that. We also have a lot of, you know, traditional value meals. The 414 value meals back again this year, $4 hot dogs, hot nachos, sodas, and Cracker Jacks. Very popular offerings, and again, trying to make things as affordable as possible.
And the 414 value meals, are those at just specific stations?
Or they're at about 15 different concession stands throughout the ballpark, so they're clearly marked. So there's one that's very close to wherever you're sitting.
Okay, very good. Do you have an early prediction for the Famous Racing Sausage season winner this year?
No, I you know, it's always interesting. If people always tell Chorizo to start a little sooner because of the aerodynamically challenged hat, but Chorizo follows the rules and doesn't want to get a head start. So I sort of root for Chorizo just because, you know, it requires a little bit more exertion, and they've got a little bit of a challenge with the hat. But as long as people are safe and have fun, I'm happy with any sausage winning.
Okay. Well, my grandfather's Italian beef recipe is still near and dear to my heart, so I'm always for number three of the Italian. He's my guy. So So I'm a big fan of Hard Knocks, the NFL show on HBO. Do you ever see something like that happening? And, you know, from a local level, from a team level, is that what the new series, The Fireman, is kind of hoping to accomplish in terms of really personalizing us with the team?
Yeah, I think, you know, Hard Knocks for baseball is interesting because, you know, the baseball operations folks, you know, understandably are very wary of having cameras intrude, and there's a lot of secrets and confidential information that's talked about and strategies. And, you know, baseball players and baseball coaches are always looking for that extra edge, and they're probably wary of letting too much inside what's going on. But the Fireman series that we are launching on Brewers.com and social media is going to give an inside peek to sort of what goes on with the less heralded members of our bullpen. Everybody knows about Devin Williams, and hopefully he'll be back soon. But the reality is we have a very, very accomplished bullpen. These guys did a phenomenal job last year, and this is a peek into their personalities, how they prepare for games, what they think about when they're on the mound, and we're really kind of excited about it. So, yeah, it's a way to provide an inside look into some of what goes on behind the scenes, and these are very popular. We did the freshman last year. We'll come up with something next year, and again, trying to give people an inside peek.
Okay, very good. The All-Star game this year is in Texas, 94th annual All-Star game. Do you see an opportunity for Milwaukee to get that game back? I think 2002, obviously, was the last time it was here.
Yeah, I've always been sort of dropping hints, you know, to the commissioner and others that Milwaukee is deserving of the All-Star game. And, you know, I think, you know, it's a combination of trying to, you know, award the game to a new stadium and making sure that a team or a city that hasn't had it for a while gets it. So, yeah, I mean, I sort of think we're ready to start being considered because it has been since 2002. And, you know, we obviously know how that ended, and we need to bring the All-Star game back. I think the fans would love it, and it's a great celebration of the best players in baseball, and why not bring them to Milwaukee? So, yeah, I'm in favor, and we'll see if we can convince the powers that be to do it.
All right, very good. I'm here to help the lobbying effort however you need. So which – you have a favorite home opener that just really stands out in your mind, Rick?
Yeah, I sort of, you know, I love them all. Each are different. But for me, it was 1975 when I was, you know, a lot younger. And I was here for Hank Aaron's first game as a Brewer. And I remember it was snowing. And so it was very cold. But just a chance to see Hank Aaron play here for the Brewers after, you know, his amazing career with the Braves in Milwaukee and Atlanta. And that was sort of a memorable moment. Plus, it was freezing. But, you know, that sort of sticks out to me as sort of an opportunity to see one of the greatest players in baseball, obviously at the end of his career. But to have him back in Milwaukee was sort of, you know, a thrill, and as a sort of a teenager, that was something I'll never forget.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the 2009 game against the Cardinals with the Locane leap, the kind of the game saving catch, I think stands out most recently for me in terms of a favorite, and just being there and experiencing that with a packed house was pretty special.
Anytime you beat the Cardinals, it's always important and valuable and memorable.
Yes, without a doubt. So what else? Anything that I'm missing or anything else you want to remind the fans about opening day?
Yeah, obviously we're excited to launch the season. We've got some games in New York, and hopefully Mother Nature cooperates with the rain. And then, you know, before we know it, we've got a very popular Giannis, you know, jersey on April 6th, Saturday. So we see that as a big seller. So we want fans to remember to come for the basketball jersey on that Saturday as we play the Mariners. But, yeah, very excited for the season and new faces and new opportunities. And, you know, it's always optimistic when you start.
Very good. All right. Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Thanks for joining us today, and have a great season, a wonderful opening day, and go Brewers.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. When we come back, everything you need to know about parking, a special feature from Debbie Lazaga. This is The Upswing. He got the action, he got the motion. Welcome back to the tailgate edition of The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Lots open for the Brewers home opener today at 12:10. And here are all the parking details from Debbie.
Okay, we all know the debacle parking at AmFam Field has been in the past, but it looks like things are about to change.
There's no transaction to get into the lots with an attendant.
Brewers Executive Vice President and Chief Commercial Officer Jason Hartland says it's all about making things flow smoothly.
It is about getting people out of lines and out of cars more quickly and into the parking lots for tailgating and into the ballpark. When people come to the game, it's an investment of time, and we don't want that time to be spent behind the steering wheel.
So since there's been bottlenecks around the parking lots in the past, how exactly is this going to work?
You'll enter the lots as you normally would. The difference is there's no transaction with a cashier for cash or credit card. You will determine what lot you want to park in, whether it's preferred, gold, or general, and a parking ambassador will help you get to that spot. At that point, you'll get out of your car, look at one of the light poles in the lot you're in, and scan the QR code. At that point, it's extremely intuitive. If you've pre-purchased, you're entering your license plate information and activating the parking. If you haven't, there's a couple more steps with credit card information, expiration date, things of that nature, and then you activate your parking. Piece of cake.
Those QR codes are everywhere, on every light post, on A-frame signs, literally all over. Plus,
there'll be parking attendants and ambassadors that help you get to the spot you want to get to.
So all questions can be answered. But what if you don't have a smartphone or you don't have a way to pay with a credit card?
There are pay stations around the property, and a parking ambassador can help direct you to one, or you can pay cash.
But if you're at all worried and want to save a little money,
if you purchase ahead of time, it is less expensive than day of, and the parking fees do vary based on day of the week and weekend opponent, things of that nature. You can find all the parking information on brewers.com/parking.
Wondering how they enforce these things?
The technology is actually amazing. So there's cameras throughout the parking lots that have license plate technology, and it reconciles in real time as to people who have entered the lots and those who have activated their parking.
If they find that you've not paid, you will get a ticket.
If you don't pay at all, as I mentioned, there are the cameras, and they reconcile in real time with the license plates and cars that have come into the lot, and it compares it to those that have paid. 30 minutes after first pitch, Interstate will be going around and enforcing parking. And if you haven't paid, it'll be whatever the price would cost for your individual lot plus a $3 fine.
By the way, if you think it's an error, you can call Interstate Parking and they can go back in the camera feeds to see if it's really accurate or not. All in all, not having to stop until you get to your spot should be a game changer. See what I did there? All in the interest of getting you in for the two most important things on this type of outing, tailgating and the game. Debbie Lazaga, WTMJ News.
Thanks, Debbie. When we come back, we'll hear what some of Bob Uecker's broadcast partners have to say about the Brewers legend. This is the Upswing Home Opener Edition. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Upswing. Finally, Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker will call the first pitch today at American Family Field. Here's what Uke's broadcast partners have to say about the Brewers legend.
Again, everyone, Bob Uecker along with Jeff Levering and Kent Sommerfeld, set to bring you Game 1 action.
There's something about listening to Bob that just makes you feel good. He bleeds Brewers baseball.
Once again, here's Joe Block.
Well, thanks, Uke. I had the unique experience of being able to learn under both an established Major League player and a Hall of Fame broadcaster.
This is Bob Uecker along with Corey Provis.
Sharing a booth with him is truly one of the better jobs not just in sports, but I think that one could possibly have.
Once again, here's Jim Powell.
Undoubtedly, the greatest honor of my career is that I can say I was Bob Uecker's longest tenured partner. 13 years in the Brewers radio booth alongside the great Bob Uecker.
This is Len Casper.
The brilliance of Bob Uecker can never really be overstated.
This is Pat Hughes.
A great man is someone who never reminds you of anyone else. And that certainly applies to Uecker.
Long run! He's got it! With a diving catch! And Nieves has made history!
He's a great baseball broadcaster mechanically. He's got the great home run call, the best of any of the signature home run calls.
Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone! I mean, just perfect. And it came from such an organic place. It's a great home run call.
I love hearing the story when he took over full-time. Calling the games in 78 and how that season began with an opening day grand slam from Sixto Lescano. I think Bob's got a great call of that.
The deep right center, way back goes Evans. It's got a chance to go! Goal! A slam, slam! Home run for us!
Robin Yount's 3,000th hit, that's a great call.
3,000!
I was there for Trevor Hoffman's 600th save.
Well, a bouncer!
Ground ball to short. Council throws, and there it is, 600 saves.
600! There it is!
Big moments. I wouldn't just look at the field. I would just kind of move my chair back and turn to my right.
Trevor Hoffman has just...
And just watch Bob call a brilliant baseball moment.
That magical number.
And then to be able to blend in the stories and the humor in between pitches.
You don't mess around with Tony Danza either. I've known Tony a long time. Former boxer, not much of a puncher, pretty good dancer. Here's a ball down low, and it's 2-1.
Who else can weave in a story about Andre the Giant choking him, or how Johnny Carson didn't believe he was a baseball player, or how his TV son burned a steak in the oven, and then somehow relate it to Domingo Santana?
Gone for Santana!
Talking about how his old catcher's equipment was so bad and how he used to get beat up all the time.
When another catcher comes up to you and takes a full swing at you, then you know he's not your pal.
Being at the park and broadcasting Brewers games is simply one of the most enjoyable aspects of his life.
It's being retrieved by Prince Fielder. It's something from the upper reaches of Miller Park. Nothing really major. It's maybe a 400 or 500 pound piece.
His favorite hobby, unfortunately, was trying to find a way to make me laugh uncontrollably, preferably when I'm drinking a soda.
These are the kinds of days I used to lay out, cover my body with honey, and let the ants run all over me. Outside a ball, it was stimulating.
This is Vin Scully. Probably the most difficult time I have ever spent on television was one day we were in Milwaukee. I was asking Bob if he would come on our show, and I'm interviewing him, and he is becoming Bob Uecker, the entertainer, with the straight face. For that 10-minute period, I agonized trying not to let the show fall apart with me hysterical. It was really a test.
Kent, are you there? Joe, go up and check. He could have passed out.
He's extemporaneously funnier than anyone at the ballpark and one of the most pronounced comedic wits of our time.
As you can't keep asking guys to go out there and throw shutouts and, you know, one or two run games all the time. Hello? Yes, you're on. Swing and a miss.
You want to make the game fun, and nobody makes a baseball game more fun than Bob Uecker. He broadcasts with a smile on his face.
Spin throws, and they got him! What a play by Orlando Arcia!
Still sounds great. I listen all the time when I'm driving around here in Chicago.
He's so good, he's so funny, and he's such a genuine person. And I would not be here without him. There's no doubt about that.
Holy cow! Do you believe it?
Every time I broadcast a baseball game, Bob Uecker is a part of it. He did a lot for me. I can't tell you how much respect I have for Bob Uecker.
Bob Uecker is so special to Brewers baseball because he really is Brewers baseball. There's only been one season in the entire history of the Brewers that he hasn't been calling games for them.
God bless him.
Oh, baby.